Because I am what statisticians call a nun, or a person with no religious affiliation, doesn't mean I'm not interested in God. Fewer than 15% of nuns consider themselves atheists. For the most part, nuns are curious about spirituality, even deeply interested in it. We may have rejected organized religion, but we embrace religious feelings. We believe in God, though we might call it the universe or the divine intelligence that created all this. Most of us have a reverence for a power greater than ourselves, and we crave a deeper understanding of its significance. My craving grew stronger when I moved to a small town in the Pacific Northwest. As I made the transition from old life to new, I felt like an archaeologist brushing away layers of dirt and grime to get at some prized artifact, the real me. Away went the city, the bustle, and the endless distractions. What remained was time and a stillness to my days I had never known before. Once I had stripped away everything, I felt truly unnerved. No tall buildings divided up the air. No city blocks organized the land. No regular job structured my day. I would find myself standing at a window looking out on the wheat fields that surrounded my little neighborhood and wishing desperately for a crazy, active city life to materialize so I could lose myself in it. I was content with my decision to get married and leave the big city behind. Even quitting my job, while difficult, felt right in a life is short, so don't waste a minute of it sort of way. The problem lay deeper, I realized, because all of these changes, while they eased one kind of suffering, had uncovered another. Would spirituality help me? Like an elixir for this disease I felt? One day, I plucked the worship directory out of my local paper. I had always swept right past it, but suddenly there it was, an entire page dedicated to listing the places of worship in my community. I studied it carefully. I found names I recognized but knew almost nothing about. Then the denomination splintered into groupings that were foreign to me. In alphabetical order, the list read, Assembly of God, Baptist, Bible, Catholic, Christian Science, Church of Christ, Church of God, Disciples of Christ, Episcopal, Evangelical, Interdenominational, Charismatic, Lutheran, Methodist, Nazarene, Non-denominational, Presbyterian, Quaker, Reformed, Unitarian Universalist, and United Church of Christ. I also noted a listing for a mosque, an Islamic center, and a Jewish community that doesn't have a synagogue but gathers for worship and fellowship. Most headings boasted more than one church to choose from. I counted 50 options in total. How was I, a second-generation nun, meant to make sense of this sea of choices without benefit of having been handed an affiliation by marriage or some other unique circumstances? So I decided to go to all of them.